1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Now, you're a middle school teacher, and I know I have an 11-year-old daughter, Ms. Binga. I don't really see my daughter at her age dressing inappropriately, but these kids at your school and other schools, girls are dressing inappropriately. Correct?
This is an ongoing problem, Mr. Henry. The parents don't take control. And so we are forced to endure this in our school. And I see these young women coming into our class, and they are wearing low hip huggers or push-up brassieres or belly tops that show the midriff. And these are 12-year-old girls that are showing their midriff. They're wearing heels. 12-year-old girls.
Wearing high heels.
The problem, yes.
Now, as a result of this, you've had discipline problems with the boys?
Yes, the problem is the boys react to this provocative clothing. The clothing is clearly sexual. The boys find themselves pinching the girls and touching the girls. And young men and women are acting inappropriately. So we have to endure this. And it is something that not only our school is enduring, that all schools are enduring.
All right, we're talking with Claire Bingham. She's a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower. Your school, though, is a private school, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, so why can't you tell the parents of these girls who are wearing, midriff-bearing clothes and tight pants and all this stuff, why don't you tell them they're not allowed to wear this or they're kicked out of school?
We have considered that, Mr. Henry, but as a private school, one of the problems that we face and that all private schools face is that the only way we maintain our school is by funding from parents. It is it's a little hypocritical to ask for money from the parents and then to tell the children what to wear. So right now, we are in a fundraising drive, and the monies are critical. We are absolutely disgusted by what these children are doing, but we also have a financial goal to achieve, and it is something that I have personally been looking forward to.
What is the financial? So you have a financial need in your parish that is outweighing these girls wearing inappropriate clothing?
At the present time, yes. And we have 6 months to raise money for a sabbatical that is very important personally to me and to Pastor Rennick, who is our spiritual leader. And I want to say, Phil, that he has asked me to be his wife. So in 6 months, we will be married and we will take our church sabbatical. We are taking two of our deacons and their wives. We will be making our sabbatical to the Holy Land. We are very blessed. But at the same time, we are troubled at the money being raised for us is money we are getting from families who cannot control their children. So it is a dichotomy, and one that is troubling to us.
We're talking with Clara Bingham from Joyful Union Congregation. The kids are wearing inappropriate clothing, but you can't ask them to stop wearing the inappropriate clothing because their parents are donating money to your sabbatical missionary fund.
At the present time, yes.
Well, what? How long do you have to deal with this?
We are asking all of our parents who are upset by the clothing to pray to God for the patience. This will last no more than 6 months, and at that time, Pastor Rennick and I will be taking our sabbatical to the Holy Land. This is a very important time for our pastor, who is our spiritual leader. He has spent a lifetime wanting to travel to the Holy Land, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and of Moses and Abraham. And so we appreciate parents exercising control over the clothing of the children. But for their $100 donation to our sabbatical fund, we really can't say anything to these parents about this.
All right. Now, not every parent is donating money, correct?
Not everyone is, no.
And my understanding is they're the ones that have been complaining about the inappropriate clothing?
That is correct, yes.
All right. What do you tell those parents?
We are asking those parents to ask God for the patience. We are asking those parents to ask God to have the patience and to find it within their own hearts to donate to our sabbatical fund so that they too will at least feel as if they are contributing to something that is going to be a wonderful experience for myself, for Pastor Rennick, for our deacons, and that the most important part of this trip is that we will come back and share our slides and photographs and our stories of walking in the Holy Land.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Clara Bingham. These parents who have to endure their children being inappropriately dressed, you're saying, are not donating money to your sabbatical?
They are. At this present time, no.
So if you want your kid to dress the way she wants to dress, then she wants to, then you give $100?
We are allowing that, yeah.
What about the parents whose kids are not? The parents whose kids are, the parents who are not donating money, what about their kids?
Well, I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, I'm a little confused here. You've got parents that are giving money, correct?
That is correct.
All right. These parents, their children are allowed to dress they want to, the way they want to dress.
We are asking other parents to have paid...
Well, just to answer my question, the parents that are giving money, their children are allowed to dress they want to the way they want to dress.
That is correct.
All right. What about the parents who are not giving money?
Then we do have to ask those children to wear a uniform of some kind.
Why?
Because it would not make any sense, Phil, for us to take donations from parents without giving them something for it. So in taking the donations from these parents, we are giving them the opportunity to have their children dressed the way they want to dress.
Even though it's sexually provocative, even though it is sexually inappropriate.
That is a trade-off that we feel badly about. And we prayed over this, and we talked about this, myself and Pastor Rennick. And we decided that the 6 months of inappropriate and sexual clothing is worth our trip to the Holy Land so we can come back with slides and photographs and share this with our congregation.
It may be okay with you, but you have parents who don't like their kids going to school with other kids that are wearing midriff-bearing clothing, tight pants. They're wearing heels. You said they're wearing mini skirts. You mentioned in one of the faxes that we saw in one of the news stories, some of these girls are going to school without any underwear on. How do you know that?
Because some of the teachers have seen this.
All right, so those kids won't be chastised or reprimanded because their parents are giving money.
That, unfortunately, Phil, is the situation. That is correct. We want people to help us with our financial goal.
Well, look, if I give you $100. That means my kid gets to go to school dressed like she's a whore, excuse my language. You're not going to get my $100.
I certainly understand that.
And that's okay with you?
I certainly understand that. We are giving parents the option. You can certainly contribute to our fund, which is our sabbatical ministry fund, but we certainly understand if you do not want to.
But if you do, your kid can dress like a whore.
I think that that is the wrong characterization. I think these children are dressing in ways that are sexually provocative. Some of the boys are removing their clothing in the bathroom, this kind of thing, as a joke. We have to endure this, at least for the next 6 months, at which time, when we do our trip to the Holy Land, we can then institute some other restrictions.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Here is Patricia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I just have to say that this is the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard. With all due respect, Miss Claire, for your love of Jesus and you wanting to go in the Holy Land, let's just say what it is. You want your honeymoon paid for and then the kids will be restricted with what they can wear. You are talking out of both sides of your mouth.
This is not unusual to have free dress day in exchange for a donation from the children.
Free dress day is one thing, but you got
jeans. I can understand. Let them wear jeans one day. Let them wear sneakers. But to dress in a provocative manner in what is obviously a Christian school, just so you can have money to go on your trip, is a hypocrite.
We are praying to God to give us the patience to endure what is obviously especially inappropriate clothing.
Listen, since you started talking, I've been praying to God to give me the patience to listen to you. I think you need to take a good hard look at what you're doing. You want your honeymoon paid for. Congratulations on marrying your spiritual leader. However, you're doing it at the cost of the children's self-esteem.
It's okay for them
to look like that as long as they're contributing. If I was a parent in that school, I would purposefully not contribute and dare you to say something to my child coming in. So you would attack my child?
I agree with you, Patricia. I do not like the sexually provocative clothing.
But it's okay as long as they pay for it.
I despise it. But we are taking a once-in-a-lifetime trip to the Holy Land with two
left deacons. Well, good for you, but what are you doing to the children you're leaving behind? What are they
going
to get out of it? The slides? You think that's going to teach them to lead a chaste, abstinent life?
We are bringing back photographs of the Holy Land where Abraham, Moses, and Jesus walked. Pastor Rennick will give a speech.
You are so funny, Miss Claire. I just can't even believe
what
I'm hearing.
Well, let me jump in here. Miss Bingham, you realize the insanity of this.
Phil, I am not disagreeing with you or this lady. I am saying it is something we have to endure, yes. And it is something
So you can go on your honeymoon. That is unbelievable.
This is a ministerial and missionary sabbatical. This is not a honeymoon.
Well, wait a minute. You're marrying him in 6 months, and then you guys told me you're winging, and I have the itinerary here, you're winging to Frankfurt, then a car will pick you up in Tel Aviv. You're staying where?
We are staying at the Doubletree in Tel Aviv.
At the Doubletree Hotel in Tel Aviv.
Is that where Jesus stayed?
Well, you know, you can laugh if you want to. That's fine.
Oh, I can. And you know what? I can't wait to share this with everybody because this has got to be the most hilarious thing. Now, I'm a Roman Catholic, and I can promise
that I have my own issues with money and the church. That explains
a lot. But this has got
mm-hmm.
to take the case.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to take it.
Yeah, that explains a lot. You said you're Catholic. So now I understand why you do not understand the ministry of Jesus as we do.
And so you're a Christian that criticizes other Christians for their beliefs.
Well, the Catholic Church is a papist church which does not adhere to the teachings of Jesus. It adheres to the teachings of the Pope.
All right, let me tell you one thing. I don't care who's teaching who. You are not going to walk into a Catholic school and see any midriffs bared or any provocative clothes during school hours. That much I can promise you.
Mr. Henry, I can tell you that Catholic schools do have free dress day, and they do charge the children for that.
Well, now, hold on. My daughter goes to a Catholic school, 50 cents, and they get to wear their jeans and their sweatshirt. That's one thing. Wearing 3-inch heels, no underwear, or thong underwear, that's something else.
I totally agree. I do not disagree.
You do not disagree, but you're going to endure it so that you and Pastor Rennick can fly American Airlines to Frankfurt.
Mr. Henry, if you want to mock my religion, that is fine. Jesus said...
Listen, we're not mocking your religion. I can tell you what I'm mocking is your very human behavior of wanting a trip and paying whatever price you need to.
And we have a financial goal. We will endure it.
And you mentioned that girls are there in a state of undress in the bathroom with boys.
That is understood. Absolutely. And we are absolutely shocked by that. We have talked to the parents about it.
Talk to the parents? Kick the kids out of school until they come back with something decent on. What does it mean? It means you don't get donations?
I'd like to ask the lady, does your child go to a private school?
No, they do not. They go to public school.
All right. You don't understand the reality of private school. We depend upon the funding and donation of parents.
The first thing you're not going to tell me is what I do and do not understand.
Well, you don't understand.
What I am telling you is what I see
and what I hear is
someone who is mercenary,
and,
who wants their money no matter what the cost
is. You don't understand the reality of being African-American.
Many of the people here. You know what? Let me tell you something, lady. I'm going to end this conversation because I'm done. But I'll tell you what. I was the minority in my school.
Mm-hmm.
I went to an African-American school my entire school career.
To the white woman, she doesn't understand what I'm saying now.
No, the lady is saying she went to a school full of African-Americans.
Full of African-Americans.
Let me tell you something. There's not one walk of life that I can't get along with because I went to a melting pot school, which my parents did purposely.
Your school is loaded down with blacks, is that it? Like
no,
a bunch of monkey
that's
in a barrel?
That's not what I said. I said I was the minority. How is that any different from you saying that I don't understand what it is to be African American?
So you're white, so you're not a minority.
This is getting nowhere.
This is really getting out of control.
I will say that the only way to get funding is to allow our children not to wear underwear to school.
All right. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you.
I hope Jesus helps you.
1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Clara Bingham. Now, I understand the reality of private schools. Private schools rely on funding from parents. But is it right for a private school to take money from parents in exchange for allowing their kids, especially their daughters, to go to school in sexually provocative clothing? We're talking about tight mini skirts with no underwear, midriff-bearing shirts, push-up brassieres, all kinds of stuff. Now, this lady is at Joyful Union Congregation, which is a private Christian school in Bellflower. They're allowing it in exchange for $100 donations from the parents, which will be used for what I understand to be a missionary sabbatical for Ms. Bingham and her new husband, the pastor of the school. The parents that don't donate money, their kids have to come to school in a uniform. It doesn't sound fair. It doesn't sound right. Number 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Is it right for private schools to give, to ask for donations and then give in return questionable benefits to the students? One of the things we talk about is free dress day. Many of you who may not have children in private school may not know that many private schools will charge kids a certain amount of money and allow them to wear what they call free dress. In the instance of Joyful Union Middle School in Bellflower, California, the parents, for a $100 donation, their children are allowed to wear free dress. But in many families are complaining about the free dress. Thong underwear?
Mr. Hendry, that is thong underwear that is worn under the clothing.
Yeah, but the thong underwear that I'm referring to was one girl had on thong underwear and apparently gym shorts pulled halfway down her rear end. Is that correct?
The fact is she was wearing underwear, and so she was covered.
She's wearing thong underwear with gym shorts halfway down her rear end. Now, the other question I got for you, the money goes into a fund that is used by yourself and your Pastor Rennick, is his name?
Pastor William Rennick is our spiritual leader, and he is, as well, my future husband. And we will be taking a sabbatical, a missionary sabbatical, to the middle, to the Holy Land.
All right, now, you know, that's a honeymoon, isn't it?
No, this is not a honeymoon, Mr. Hendry. This is, we are taking two deacons from the church. We are going to be spending as little time as possible in the hotel. We will be going out to the Holy Land areas, Bethlehem and whatnot.
Well, you're at the DoubleTree in Tel Aviv. There have been 3 in-room massages booked. Am I correct about that?
That is part of the gift of our congregation to Pastor Rennick and I to celebrate the bands of our matrimony before Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. And
all right, 3 in-room massages. I also see here that you guys have booked a day trip to a winery in Italy?
That is correct. And let me tell you, the Roman Empire was in power at the time that our blessed Lord walked this earth. The Roman Empire was located in Rome. That is Italy. And so, yes, we will visit some wineries that are along the Appian Way, which was the main route of Roman legions that traveled to Gaul and into the Holy Land, to Palestine.
All right. And then after the trip to the winery, 3 nights on Ibiza, which is an island off the coast of France.
That is correct, because there is a church there. You see, you take all of this out of context. We have a church there that we are doing missionary work at.
Well, Ibiza, I know Ibiza. That's a party island. That's where people go in the summertime to drink and party.
And they do have a church there.
You'll be going in August.
That is correct. Oh, so that means we're going to get drunk and everything like that? I think that is the wrong reading on this. We are asking for the patience of our parents in our school. If they see a child, a young woman who wearing thong underwear or has her top pulled down, you can see some nipple or whatever. We are asking these parents to please have the patience and understand. 6 months and we are on our flight, American Airlines, Frankfurt, Germany. We will from there go to Tel Aviv. We'll spend 3 days and 3 nights at the DoubleTree in Tel Aviv. And that is all we have to wait for. Then we're back to normal.
So as soon as you get enough money for this trip, then you're going to enforce a stricter dress code?
That is my understanding, yes.
Your understanding, or that's the case?
I have to talk to the pastor. I don't know. I do not know at this time.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. There's the story. Hang on the line. I know we got a lot of people hanging. We'll get back to your calls, but now you've got pretty much the story that has got me and many people confused. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Controlled by the International Jewish Media Show
1-800-449-8686. So for $100, Ms. Bingham, contribution to your school, the girls going to the school can wear anything.
Unfortunately, Mr. Hendry, that is the case. Yes, we are trying to raise the money for Pastor Rennick and I to go on our missionary sabbatical and to celebrate our marriage. I think there is an upside to celebrate our marriage in the name of Jesus.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Betty, go ahead. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. You're on with Clara Bingham of Joyful Union Middle School.
Yes, good morning, Phil. I've been listening to the program, and I am dismayed and flabbergasted for this lady's declarations. First of all, if you're truly a Christian, you have to abide by the rules and establish, first of all, the dress code in your school.
Well, we do.
Otherwise, excuse me, let me finish. You're going to listen to me, and then you're going to answer. Otherwise, the students will not be admitted if they do not follow the dress code, okay? Even when your trip is wonderful, I would love to have a honeymoon like that.
It's not a honeymoon. It's a missionary sabbatical.
Forget the sabbatical for a moment, okay? It's wonderful that you're using these people to finance it. You and your boyfriend or your fiancé are acting like the merchants that Jesus threw away from the temple because they were using...
Excuse me, Phil, please tell her to listen.
All right, we'd like the lady to be able to say...
But Pastor Rennick is here.
Oh, we can bring Pastor Rennick on.
To listen.
But listen to what Betty has to say.
Okay, I have to add that you and
we
your
are walking
fiancé,
in the Savior's footsteps.
All right, let the lady finish.
Excuse me.
I'd like to say something,
hold on, I want to hear what Betty has to say, Pastor, then you can come on. Go ahead, Betty.
Jesus threw away the people from the temple because they were using the house of God to merchant their goods for their own benefit. That is exactly what you two are doing. I went, by the way, let me give you a little credential here. I went to private Catholic school my whole life, and I know what I'm talking about, okay?
My parents,
let me continue. My parents helped the church in every way they could, but they never compromised the name of Jesus to do what you're doing. Number two, I am a born-again Christian since 1993, so I can tell you. Yes, I am. I am. And you know, first of all, it is a shame that you are using the congregation for your honeymoon. It's for your own benefit. It's for your own benefit. And you and your husband will have to respond the day of the judgment because you have a lot of people.
Betty, I agree with you. Pastor Rennick, do you have anything to say to this?
That I understand what the young lady is concerned about. We are on our way to the Holy Land. Now, this is where my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ hung from the cross.
You can go to the Holy Land if you want to, if you pay for it. If you pay for it, but not pretend to compromise the name of Jesus.
This is a
to
gift,
have those,
this is a
to
gift
have
given to me from the congregation of a Joyful Union, from my congregation to me.
Really? And what about why then you don't put a rule that if a girl comes with an inappropriate dressing, with a sexually tempting or provocative manner, you are going to throw them out of school until they come and dress
them
up? No, you're not going to do it because the parents are giving money.
I would love to throw them out of school, but these young ladies,
do it.
They are fresh.
It's not that you would love to do it. You're afraid that they're going to lose your ticket.
You can't talk to my fiance like that. You're a hoochie mama from Miami trying to tell me...
Wait, whoa. What do you mean hoochie mama from Miami?
Well, is she a Catholic trying to tell a Christian what's up? I don't like that. Let me say this. Betty, I understand your concern for our children. I'm concerned for our children as well.
Yes, you're showing it. Very funny way of showing it, Pastor.
No, ma'am.
It's
I pray
shame.
Every day those girls won't show up to school wearing the thong underwear.
I only hope that the Assemblies of God are listening to this because you are going to penalize both of you. The least that can happen is I'm going to close the school and both of you are going to be probably taken to court because what you're doing is totally immoral.
All right, thank you very much, Betty.
I think she's wrong.
All right, thank you, Betty. 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead.
I know there's no thinking about it. You got your priorities mixed up. You're using the children as pawns for personal gain. That's all you're doing.
It does not matter. Jesus Christ.
It does not matter where your little trip is going to lead you to. It does not matter anything. You could get the whole student body involved by having a dress code that's not, if I bring you $100, my child can come to school any way they want, and if I don't give you $100, then you're going to send them home.
Well, how else are you supposed to do it?
Just so that you can go on your little trip, wherever it might be, for whatever cause it might be, you need to come up and get the whole student body involved and buy a bunch of computers, and then you can all take your little trip together in each classroom and get all the children involved, and you can teach them all about all different parts of the world.
We are going to come back with slides and color photographs and give a presentation.
You can see all that on a computer. All you need to do is get a dress code and treat everyone fairly, and you need to get the whole student involved. And you can take them on your little trip if you take them on the computer, you know. Have you ever been on a computer? Do you know what a computer is?
I'm talking about a 3D slideshow. And we're going to serve, refreshments and everything. And
if you don't get to go on your little trip, are you going to throw a little temper tantrum and quit your job?
No, we have got 7 days in Amsterdam. You want me to give that up? Because you don't like the fact some little girl wearing thong underwear? Oh, come on!
Are you going to send a little girl home because she is wearing inappropriate clothing just because her mama didn't send you $100? If you go around and you ask for money for computers, I'll bet you would have everybody donating, and if you would have the whole student body involved trying to raise you.
You know what I think
but if you want to take a little trip for your own personal gain, there's no way, no way that you're going to raise a dime.
Look at here. I think your problem is you ain't got the C-note, do you? And you upset that if I asked you for $100, you wouldn't have no C-note.
If you was raising money for computers, I will bring you personally $10 $100. And you know what? If you tell me the next person that is going to bring you $100 so that their child can wear whatever they want to wear in school, I'll take them $200 so they don't give it to you.
Well, I don't understand your mathematics.
I'm trying to say that you're trying to use these kids as pawn for your own personal gain, immoral and it's incorrect.
Right. What is
and
that?
You have your priorities all mixed up.
Phil, I want to say something.
Shut up, woman. I'm talking to this man. Now, you understand something?
What do you mean telling her to shut up?
You can't tell her to shut up. She's your future wife.
I tell her to shut her mouth when I'm talking to you. And I tell you...
Hold on a minute. The man just said $200 so that the girls dress appropriately. What do you think of that?
And what am I supposed to do? I got a man who give me $300 to let the girls come to school with a vibrator, something like that. That's ridiculous.
It's immoral.
It's not
ridiculous. It's immoral.
Absolutely. So what I'm
saying... And you're using those kids as pawns for your own personal gain so you can go on a little tootsie-tootsie trip with your so-called wife.
I'd like to say that all the...
Will you shut your mouth? Shut up!
That sounds like a marriage going to last about 15 seconds.
Oh, man. No kidding.
All I'm saying is we got 7 days and seven nights in Amsterdam alone. Then we are going down to the Holy Land where Jesus Christ hung from a cross for you, for me.
What's your Amsterdam trip got to do with this? And I don't care if you're staying at the DoubleTree in Tel Aviv. I don't care if you're flying nonstop United Airlines to Frankfurt. You guys are telling me this trip like it's something out of The Price is Right. You know, these girls are coming to us. We've had complaints. Girls are wearing, they're wearing pasties. What is this nursing bra thing?
Child came to school wearing a nursing bra. You cannot see a thing.
A bra on the outside of her clothes.
That is correct, yeah.
Now you got something against newborn babies?
Oh, come on, man. It's a nursing bra.
I don't know. There are teachers out there that are teaching children, and they are making nothing. And they work 16 hours a day. And
you
they don't
that.
Ask to go
You're
on.
You're saying that because you read that in the comic book. You read that in the
personal
comic book.
Gain.
All right. Thank you, John, for your call. Let's go over to Ada. Ada, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
It's Ada.
Ada, I'm sorry.
I have a question. I'm not sure how these guys got on the radio. Did they call in to you?
We asked Ms. Bingham on as a guest because of a news item. Pastor Rennick has jumped on the phone, which we've allowed him to do. But I would like you, Pastor Rennick, to understand I can't have four people talking at once. Go ahead, ma'am.
You know, I don't want you talking to my fiancé like that.
I've got to have some quiet here.
Okay, well, let's just address that comment you just made right now. Miss Claire?
Yes,
You know, he should be the one saying that he shouldn't speak to you that way. Because if that's the way he's speaking to you before you take your vows,
I
can't imagine how he's going
to
speak to you after you take your
vows. He's telling
you
to shut up.
And collect all his money to take him on his little trip.
Corinthians tells us that the man is the head of the household and that he is a representation of Jesus Christ on this planet. And I do what my husband tells me to do. He's right. I should not talk so much. He was explaining something. I interrupted him. And
now shut up and let me talk to the woman.
That is unbelievable.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I am an inner city kid. I was born and raised in New York City.
Shut up!
Listen, Pastor Rennick.
Yes.
You say that one more time.
He's going to beat her.
I'm going to hang up on you. Go ahead, Ada.
I am an inner city kid. I was born and raised in Harlem in New York City. My mother worked at a sewing machine her whole life to send me to a private school in order to nurture my religious beliefs, which are Christian.
Do you have free dress?
To instill in me the morality and moral fiber that I am today. And I, in turn, now am passing that on to my children. My children have gone to a variety, depending on where we've lived, of Christian schools. Now, if that school comes to me and says, we want to do a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, we want to go to Israel, we want to go to Jerusalem, wherever they want to go, and they say, we want a contribution from the families of $100, and in exchange, we will let the children have, like, free homework passes if they earn them, or dress-down days, or whatever. Okay, fine, it's a little perk for the kids, but dress-down days come with dress codes. And the dress codes are no spaghetti straps.
We can't tell the parents what to do. If they want to send their child to school...
Let me tell you, a parent that is supposedly sending their children to a religious school for religious upbringing is the last person that's going to want their kid to leave the house half naked.
We are doing this with the name of Jesus Christ. If we have the love of the Savior...
I don't think so. And I will tell you something else.
I've got to say it. I get on my knees for Jesus. I get on all fours for Jesus.
The members of your congregation are most probably, and I have no problem with this, are probably black. And you know what?
Here comes the racism. Here comes the racism now.
No, there is no racism because I'm half Cuban and half Puerto Rican. I have black blood coming through me as much as I have white.
You got any black
and you know what? I believe that we need to teach our children that they are just as good. Just as good as the white man, or better, but not by teaching them that they should be slumming. Okay, that is not how we wound up with the Colin Powell today, or the wonderful black people that contribute to our society.
Ma'am, you know why it's called a sausage skirt?
But you are taking advantage of the people in your country.
No, ma'am.
I mean, I can't even believe what I'm hearing. And you're saying that it's okay to trade off the value.
Because
and the morality
going,
of the beautiful
once
girls that go to your school
trip.
So that you can spend some time in Amsterdam or in France or in Italy.
Doubletree Hotel in Tel Aviv.
I don't care. I own a Doubletree Hotel in Orlando. I don't give a damn where you're staying. And you know what? If your constituents are stupid enough to pay for your trip, more power to them. What bothers me is that they're trading off the values of their children.
I find it hard to believe that Abraham had a bowel movement.
Hello?
Yes, and he is a terrible role model.
No, I was trying to get
and
a word
so are you. You are the role model of a submissive woman that will allow a man to do and treat her like anything.
I let my man tell me when to shut up, because you should have a man tell you when to shut up.
You know what?
You've been running
we don't
here.
Talk to each other that way. We have a 25-year-old
man. You should have a man tell you to shut up!
That is based on respect.
Absolutely, absolutely, Ada. Or Ada, right?
Respect,
you
love,
her name
and
now
togetherness.
Different times.
Okay,
my husband has never told me to shut up.
Man,
he may tell me he doesn't agree with me, but he would never tell me to show up, and I would never show him that kind of disrespect.
I'll tell you right now, you know, a bust in the nose might be the best thing for you. Now,
all right, that's it. That's
you know what? If you guys are teaching this to children, there is no wonder that there are the problems that there are in society
Adam,
today.
Did you hear
because
my husband?
You guys are the ones they're looking up to, and that really
My husband said something I think bears repeating. Don't take your anger out on us because your mother made baseballs for a living.
Hey,
what is that supposed to mean, making baseballs for a living?
I said she was sewing at a sewing machine. She sent me to a good school. And she would have gladly given her $100 and probably wouldn't have eaten lunch so that she could give to the church and to the school that was teaching me.
Well, thank you
for not teaching me the wrong thing.
Don't tell her to shut up. Thank you, Ada.
I think you should get rid of these people.
Oh, they're other psycho.
Listen to that. Oh,
the guy
God.
Is...
Goodbye.
Ow! Ow!
I'm sorry, I used my teeth.
Damn right!
1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
The DoubleTree in Tel Aviv. And from there, we're going to fly to Ankara, Turkey. And I've got a brother there who has set up a Christian mission. And we have got a town car going to meet us. Drive us all over. So it's going to be sweet. And I want to thank the congregation of Joyful Union for providing this wonderful sabbatical ministry.
And Phil, I think it's terrible if people think we're doing it for the money.
All right, let me get Emmanuel. Emmanuel, go ahead. You're on with Pastor William Rennick and Clara Bingham. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel. I'm giving a little comment about the guy who is going to make a trip to Tel Aviv and...
We're taking 7 days and seven nights to Amsterdam.
Yeah. You make me sick, you hear?
I make you sick.
People like you that make Christianity feel so bad.
If you're brother, where are you from?
Shut up! Read your Bible. See that you and your wife have to read your Bible. Read about the word Paul talk about pastors
now,
and
the
deacon and this
brother
and stop abusing Christianity. You hear? Stop abusing Christianity.
I talked to Jesus last night.
I don't think you have education. You don't have education. You don't have
education.
Have to educate. Go and educate yourself by Christianity. Christianity.
I'll tell you what, right now, I'm going to go educate myself in Amsterdam 7 days and seven nights.
Come on. As a pastor, look at the stupidity that you are giving to Christianity.
Brother, why don't you take the lip out of your plate? Take the plate out of your lip. You know what?
Oh, shut up, both of you.
Take the plate out of your lip, you dumb bitch. Anyway, as I was saying.
Oh, man. This guy, he's twisted, dude.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's twisted.